According to a diplomatic source, Hamas is preventing civilians inside Gaza from leaving their homes when they are warned about an impending strike by the Israelis. I confirmed this with someone on the ground in Gaza City and then reached out to Hamas for comment, a senior Hamas official telling Fox News it's technically impossible. The initial information is good information, and it is significant as we are getting reports today about the Israelis telling all of the northern Gazan population to leave because it appears a ground invasion is imminent.
Well, Ian Bremmer, who we're about to talk to, tweeted out that more than 400,000 have already fled their homes in North Gaza, headed south, as recommended by the Israelis.
And the headline in the New York Times, panic grips Gaza as Israel tells 1.1 million to leave the north, and Hamas is urging defiance of it. So I'd say chaos is a fairly well-applied term. Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group, author of The Power of Crisis, a respected commentator on a number of outlets. Ian, how are you? Always good to talk.
Gentlemen, I've missed you.
And likewise, it's good to talk. The immediate situation is chaotic enough. I know you specialize in trying to imagine what the next couple of steps are. How uncertain is the situation right now?
Well, it's very certain in the sense that the Israelis are going to escalate their airstrikes into Gaza and eventually a ground occupation into Gaza. That is very clear. And while the evacuation is going apace, already 400,000 Palestinians of about 2.3 million in Gaza that have left their homes and are trying to get out of Dodge for safety, far more are still going to be there. They will be unwilling or incapable of leaving. And that means that the civilian consequences for this war are going to get much, much worse. This is, of course, very dangerous for the Israelis in terms of the impact it has on their relations around the world, and they have to be careful here.
Well, that's what we were just talking about. How wobbly do you think the United States government, France, all these other countries that have said we are with Israel 100%, how 100% are they?
I mean, you remember when Biden said a few months ago that we're with Ukraine for as long as it takes, which, you know, as long as it takes is not something you usually hear from an 80-year-old. I mean, I worry, of course, that the willingness of the United States in any circumstance to be significantly and long-term committed to a serious fight has a sell-by date. This is very far from the United States. It's very far from the hearts of the average American citizen that has been through 4 years of America First and 20 years of an Afghanistan war and a decade of an Iraq war. I mean, you know, you have to use that as context. But certainly Israel is an issue that has very strong bipartisan support from Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Fighting against Islamic terror is something that draws a lot of interest for Americans. And yes, you can find students at Harvard that will say that the Israelis are responsible. That is by no means representative of the vast majority of the country.
Hey, let's look at this for a minute from the perspective of Hamas. You don't plan an attack like this for 2 years and spend the lives of a bunch of fighters just to strike a blow, then go hide again. They have a plan, a strategy. What do you suppose it is?
I think that a lot of times plans are born of desperation. Plans come from having few good alternatives. And over the last couple of years, what you've seen is that the Palestinians have been marginalized in the region. Not many countries have shown a lot of interest in helping the Palestinians. Fellow Arab nations have said, well, we'll work with the Israelis. And it doesn't, even if the Palestinian situation is getting worse, even as Netanyahu is expanding his settlements illegally on Palestinian territory, you have governments lining up to open diplomatic relations with Israel. So the Palestinians are losing there, and the Palestinians are becoming irrelevant for the Israelis. Israelis are focusing on things like corruption scandals and social dissent and judicial reform. And all of that, I think, is a useful context to understand why Hamas would consider this kind of attack, because they increasingly felt isolated and that nothing else was working for them. But let's be clear. Hamas is not new to the terrorism game. Hamas has been killing and trying to kill lots of Israeli civilians for a long time. What has really changed here dramatically is their ability to do so. And that is Netanyahu taking his eye off the ball. The Israeli prime minister has access to the best border security in the world. This is not like U.S.-Mexico border security. This is serious border security. They have real human intelligence. I mean, gold standard signals intelligence on the ground and in the air to be able to understand exactly what the Palestinians are up to. And for the last 6 months, they have taken their eye off the ball. They have not focused on this issue at all. In fact, they've taken a lot of the defense forces off of border security with Gaza and put them into the West Bank because they were expanding the settlements and there were Palestinian reprisals. So, I mean, 86% of Israelis, in a poll 2 days ago by the Jerusalem Post, which is a right-wing newspaper in Israel, blame Netanyahu for this, which is astonishing. It's astonishing. So let's recognize that that's the biggest thing that has changed, is that the Israelis, and if you're going to lock up the Palestinians in Gaza, 2.3 million people, 90% don't have access to water, 50% don't have access to proper food. If you're going to do that and you're going to take more of their land, you better focus on national security. You better make sure the border is secure. And Netanyahu didn't do that.
So I want to get this question in. I know we have limited time with you. If I'm running China and my goal is to take Taiwan, I can't imagine a better time than when the United States is involved in this and the world is paying attention to this, and you got an old president who might not be completely with it mentally. Why wouldn't that happen?
A lot of reasons. One is that China's growth right now is very low, and if they take Taiwan, it's going to be a disaster for Chinese growth. You destroy companies that they do a lot of business with, not least of which TSMC, one of the most important strategic companies in the world with all the semiconductors. And they don't get the high-level semiconductors, but they get everything else there, so that's key. Secondly, militarily, this is an amphibious assault. It's over 100 miles away from China, mainland China. I'm not sure they'd be able to do it militarily right now. Certainly that's the view of people that focus on this a lot more closely than I do. And so I would be shocked to see a sudden military attack by the Chinese against Taiwan. And, this is a time when China has been sending signals that they want to work more closely with the United States. You know, they just met with Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan group of senators for 80 minutes. Chuck Schumer's wife won't meet with him for 80 minutes. Okay? So, the fact that Xi Jinping did that in the run-up to the APEC summit with Biden next month, I mean, does show that they are trying to normalize relations a little bit.
And it sounds like you have some insight into the Schumer marriage that maybe we'll ask you about in the future.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a longer conversation.
Ian Bremmer, president of Eurasia Group. A final thought, Ian, and feel free to lead your next newsletter with this. There is no way Joe Biden will be the candidate of the Democratic Party for president next November. Zero chance. If you bet me $100 up against both of my femurs, I would take that bet. Go ahead. Print it.
I'll do it. I will bet you that. I want your femurs. I want your femurs. I want them. I never
hang them on your...
I had interest in your femurs, but I would definitely want them.
Yeah. Hang them on your wall as a trophy. That's fine. Yeah. I'm that confident.
Yeah, Biden's the nominee. There is no plan B. I mean, look, I don't understand. The fact is it's 13 months away, and my crystal ball tells me that he will be 13 months older in 13 months, and that is a big deal. That is non-negligible. But the president wants to run. Everyone around him recognizes that. And until that changes, there is no other nominee. So, I mean, look, I think that everyone out there would like the Americans to punt the election to 2028.
Yeah.
And then you'll have two different candidates. But that is not where we are.
God, 24 is going to be a crazy year. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot.
Gosh. And I'm going to have a couple femurs. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Get that Hunsky ready for me. Ian Bremmer, always great to talk, Ian. Thanks.
Very good, guys.
Yep.
He's excited about your femurs.
Armstrong and Getty. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.